or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden, exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
And Doug Hagman here, flying solo with the Hagman and Hagman Report. Joe's got the night off. Should be back tomorrow. Just two great hours. Steve Quayle, Gary Haven, and Mike Norris. Of course, Gary Haven, the man behind the movie Amerageddon, AmerageddonTheMovie.com. Folks, here's a clarion call to action. Everyone listening to this, especially in the continental United States or even Alaska and Hawaii, if you're listening to this broadcast and if you go to AmerageddonTheMovie.com and you click on the theaters, if your state or city, if you're not listed there, call your local theater. They do respond to these kinds of things. They respond to calls. And trust me when I tell you this, because I do know the franchise owner of one of the theaters here in our town. They will call. So having said that, first thing tomorrow morning, seeing the list, I'm going to be making a phone call. I would urge everyone to do that because we need to get this information out. And the pushback, did you notice the pushback from Hollywood and from DC? Okay, did you hear that? It's very important, because if they don't want you to see this movie, then you need to see this movie. Now, Steve Quayle is our guest for the remainder of this hour. By the way, Steve Quayle is going to be on with Pastor Langford on the Jim Baker Show tomorrow. That's the 12th, Thursday. Friday, the 13th. And get this, Monday and Tuesday of next week as well. That's Steve Quayle and Pastor David Langford on with Jim Baker. And Gary Haven was on for the first Monday, Tuesday, and today with Jim Baker, and rounding it out tonight on Hagman and Hagman. What a great performance. Folks, before we get back to Steve, you got to hear this hour. Let me ask you a question. Are you sick, stressed, overwhelmed, unmotivated? If you feel like your life is running you instead of you running your life, you're not alone. Finally, you can experience the scientifically proven powers of music therapy. Folks, visit WholeTonesLive.com. That's W-H-O-L-E, WholeTonesLive.com. This is a collection of proven music therapy that can help with your stress, ease your mind, motivate you. Folks, this is not anything close to the New Age. We had Michael Terrell on explaining the frequencies of the Bible, the music frequencies of King David. He really got into the biblical aspects of this, and of course talked about talked about Jesus Christ and talked about the Bible. This is really a neat array of music. You can go to WholeTonesLive.com and download free samples. We have it playing here in the studio and in our offices. Go to the website, download free samples at WholeTonesLive.com. That's with the W-H-O-L-E, TonesLive.com. Support this broadcast and go to WholeTonesLive.com. That's WholeTonesLive.com. Now, folks, you know Steve Quayle, True Legends. Okay, True Legends, the documentary. True Legends, the Genesis 6 production, Timothy Alberino, Timothy Alberino, Gen 6 production film crew. They went up to the, Andean plain. They're of Peru and Bolivia, on the shores of the legendary Lake Titicaca, in search of evidence of the Watchers, the giant's offspring, and the technology of the fallen. And what did they find? Well, it's in True Legends. Steve Quayle has a very important update this hour about True Legends. Steve, thanks for hanging with us, and what's going on? True Legends.
Well, thank you, Doug. We're about, you know, 15 days behind the eight ball. Let me share how cool miracles are when they happen, and you're not asking for them, but you know God's hands on something in such a remarkable way that you're led, you're directed, and you're pointed in directions where you weren't even initially looking. In True Legends, the series, and this will be a two DVD release when it's released, and obviously it'll be on Doug's show and it'll be on my website, and you'll be seeing it all over Skywatch TV and on the Jim Baker show. This thing is, with no exaggeration, one of the most amazing undertakings. Now let me tell you what happened. As we were dealing with the Shinkana, which is the underground tunnels of the Incan Empire, we were blessed to have come across, and actually I think we came across him at the same time he came across us, and obviously Tim speaks very fluent Spanish, and a man who is probably one of the more famous explorers of the whole area on the Altiplano, Tiwanaku, Ollantaytambo, Sacsayhuaman. These are the areas where you see the giant megalithic rocks put together with such precision. Now listen to this, Doug. He got permission to excavate the underground tunnels that were under the Coricancha, and that's obviously the big Catholic church that's in Cusco. And he's one of the most famous, and I mean truly famous, explorers, had a huge budget to go into what were called the famous Incan gold tunnels. Now, these gold tunnels are supported with trapezoidal, huge stones. I mean, these weren't, you know, like spelunking in the caves of Missouri where you got to, you know, hope you're skinny enough to crawl through a hole. These were huge tunnels, and they ran for literally hundreds of miles, if not thousands of miles, and there's a reason to say that, and I'll come back and visit that. But they were built with such astronomical precision. They were built with such mathematical intelligence that, again, the only ones that could have built them and handled those stones. By the way, there are no chisel marks on the stones that were quarried from 20 miles away. So it's my contention, and you can go on my website, on my Genesis6Giants.com, and you can see the wonderful illustrations. But the Giants, and here's something I've got to teach everybody, because this is the number one thing that everyone misses, even those who, you know, write about the stuff I write about. The fallen angels had a supernatural life force, okay? That supernatural life force carried into their progeny, their children. The Book of Enoch and other apocryphal works talk about all of the most advanced mathematics, advanced understanding of cutting of roots, everything that was out in the general knowledge base on a supernatural level, meaning God had originally ordained the angels to stay in their first estate. That means where God created them. What everyone forgets is these giants had not only intelligence, I mean, they weren't like Igor or something that's, you know, a big dumb thing. These were incredibly brilliant. So there's a life force that can overcome gravity, and that's how these guys move such tremendous stones. It wasn't just because of the physical stature and their muscles and the Hercules gene, which, by the way, is a real thing. And obviously our super soldier program is identifying that and injecting our soldiers with this and genetically altering our soldiers just as well as Russia and China. China is planning on an entire genetically altered cloned army. And if you think the stuff of science fiction movies are scary, and, you know, this isn't fear porn. We have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars, okay, to do this one. Our film team has been, as you said, not only in Brazil, not only in Peru, not only in the Altiplano, Bolivia, Lake Titicaca, but they were in Rome. They were in Sardinia. They were in Malta. And I actually got an email from one of the Maltese listeners today. I haven't had time to respond. But these stories of these underground labyrinths, these underground tunnel systems are worldwide. Even to the point, I'll make this relevant to everybody, one of the things that Greg Evenson said, and I hope people listen to that show. That's on your archives, right, Doug?
Absolutely it is.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's probably one of the more important shows that I think Greg and I have done together. Now, Greg does important shows with Hawk and others. I'm just saying, as it relates to what I'm writing about. So understand, the most famous...
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm still getting emails about this, Steve, about that show. And I just want to say one thing before you go on. Genesis 6 Giants, Empire Beneath the Ice, Genetic Armageddon, and True Legends all seem to overlap. And this, so I just want to reaffirm to the listeners, man, this is, people need to go on. They need to plug into this. Go ahead.
Well, they need to plug into it because, you know, people say, why is this relevant? Even someone close to Tim asked him the question, well, what does this have to do with salvation? I want everybody who's a believer to pray before the Lord tonight and ask him, Lord, what do you mean in 1 John 3:8, where it says, for this purpose was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the evil one? Okay? Now, Doug, that even takes precedent over for God so loved the world. Not that that's any less important, but until Jesus destroyed the works of the evil one, which were death, hell, and the grave, they had always held man kind of in a bondage, even though when the righteous died before Jesus was crucified and was raised from the dead. The point being is that there was still work to be done. Until Jesus uttered those amazing words on the cross, it is finished. I don't think people understand the three most important words on the cross that were uttered by our Savior were, it is finished. Now, it's one thing for Jesus to utter that. It's another thing for us to appropriate that. Now, back to the area in Cusco, okay, and for the record, if I said to you, tell me what a navel is to you, I'm talking about a belly button, what does that mean to you? What does that indicate?
The question or the body part, orifice?
The body part, you know.
Well, I mean, yeah, where your umbilical cord attaches to mom.
Right. Okay, and I'm not trying to play games. And then what does the baby who's attached, you know, by the umbilical cord to her mom, that's all the life, it's a sustenance, it's how the baby grows up. How is it, okay, that we start out True Legends of Series in Peru, which is called the Navel of the World, okay? Now, I'm going to share something. It gets really cool here. So Tim is in Cusco, our film crew is there, doing what they're doing on the first True Legends, the series, episode one. The next thing they find out is that, well, we're doing episode two, having filmed it in Rome, in Sardinia, in Malta, and places in between. The fascinating thing is Tim and Mr. Rambla meet and Skype and talk and compare notes. And when they had proven that the Incan tunnels had existed, where they were once given permission, I'm talking about the most famous archaeologist in pretty much South America, and his entire team, and they used ground-penetrating radar. They used absolutely sophisticated stuff. They proved that these tunnels exist. And the famous explorer who was given permission by the Dominicans was then refused permission. His whole expedition was shut down. And interestingly enough, he was portrayed, vilified, and in the sense of his expertise and his standing in the archaeological community was crucified. Now understand, the state, if you will, the country of Peru and its Antiquities Division and the Catholic Church, the Dominicans, had given him permission to take the ground-penetrating radar, so his radar in there, and he had entered the Shinkana 17 or 18 years prior to this expedition. But when they went back, a new prior was at the Dominican, was actually in the church, and all ability for he and his crew were shut down. And not only that, but the area of the tunnel that they had been in prior to this time, that Anselm had been absolutely shown and looked at, you know, and then 18 years they prove it with GPR, they go down into it again, and now it's all filled up with basically stuff that deflects the signal of ground penetrating radar. Not only that, but the area that was kind of like a giant trap door is completely sealed with new tile, and it's cemented. And these guys are driven out of their expedition, exposed to the most extreme character assassination. And as an investigator, Doug Hagman, what would that say to you? In other words, this wasn't for, Dominican priests with shovels. This was probably one of the most sophisticated blocking out and blocking up events that's ever been undertaken, and most people had no clue what was going on. So if I said that to you, wouldn't you, in your investigative mindset, you'd say, wait a minute, who was big enough to pull those strings, and why was it so terrifying for them to find the underground tunnels?
Dig deeper, metaphorically and literally, dig deeper, because you're over target.
Yep. And people, it's fascinating, because when we get to Malta, the Maltese have one of the most fascinating legends of giants. They have a thing called the hypogeum. You cannot, have Stone Age tools creating perfectly spherical hemispheres and having underground structures that are so anechoically balanced. That's a fancy sound word, okay? In essence, you can whisper in one part of the hypogeum, and you can hear it in any other parts of the hypogeum. But let me share something. What we're trying to teach everybody through these series, and why this is critical to their salvation, is because you can't get away from Nimrod in the Tower of Babel, who became a Giborim. That's what Tom Horn has tried to share with everybody. A mighty man. That word mighty is absolutely related to giants. So the point is, in that context, as Nimrod, who was the ultimate hater of God, tried to build his ziggurat, if you will, his tower, into heaven, because God had said he would never destroy the earth by water again. So what this was Nimrod challenging God, and you know what God said in his word, we have to go down and confound them, lest that which they put in their heart to do they accomplish. So the thing is, the heavens may have been closer to the earth. There's a lot of things that could have been. I can't speculate on that, but I do know this. Nimrod is rising, and the Antichrist will be the absolute reflection, only on a more powerful scale, of Nimrod. And Babylon, let me say this. Do you know what most of the effort going into computers is right now? And this was told to me by specialists. It's computer language translation. But it's not based on typing, what's Greek word for hamburger, and I don't know what it is, okay? Or probably don't know any language outside of a poor version of English. But the point is that it will be to think it, and it will be immediately before you. You understand? The language was the same at Babylon. So what did God do? He didn't say, okay, I'm not going to get you with water this time. I'm going to get you with lightning. He scrambled their ability to communicate. And I almost think, this is something I woke up at 3:30 in the morning with, and it was 3:30. So sometimes digital clocks are telling and compelling, but sometimes you just want to throw whatever you can at them just to see if you get another 30 minutes of sleep. So the point is that the idea is that the language was scrambled. Whether there's an EMP, whatever it's going to be, the attempt to basically even speak what I would call Luciferese, okay? Luciferese is the language of hell. And these guys who are the globalists, are the Satanists, are the transhumanists, whether they know it or openly admit it, they're plugged in to the language of the damnation or the damnation of language. Very powerful statement. What we're finding, and I got to tell you something, I spent 6 hours yesterday in the studio just making sure my narration was consistent, my words were clear. It's a big deal. It's a really big deal. But this thing moves so fast that even I was going, wow, this is good. We have brought in, probably one of the best film editors in the country. That's why it costs so much money. One of the best cinematographers. So when you see all this stuff that's taking place around the world and people say, what does this have to do with salvation? My answer is everything. Jesus said there wouldn't be anything that's been hidden that wouldn't be revealed. And Doug, I can't tell you, only God knows the number of people, because that's not my business, but every day my email fills up with thank you. You filled in question marks. God answered my prayer. So when people tune into this program, when it's on archives, any place around the world, one of the neatest things I know of, and I mean it just blows my mind, but it's also equal to God's greatness, is someone will listen to it at the exact time they were asking the question of God. I don't know how that works, except God orchestrates it. So when we were in the editing studio yesterday, and I think anybody who's been a filmmaker knows this, getting the footage is the least of your problems. Then you've got to go into post-production and what you do in your studio. But when you've got, I forget how many individual shots we have, but let me just say this, it takes multiple 8 terabyte storage mediums just to handle some of the stuff they got in Rome because of the interviews. And I mean, we got a lot of interesting interviews, but what is striking is it all leads back to the greatest cover-up and cover-over of history. So when this is uncovered, when people say, just in the days of Noah, I had one sinister, I won't even go there, a woman, okay, we'll just call her a sinister woman, say, what's relevant about a couple of scriptures taken out of context? Well, they're not taken out of context, and there's 33 mentions of them in the Old Testament alone, having to do with giants, and then you get into the whole, the war in heaven. You see, Doug, people will quote Ephesians 6, I think I've said this all the time, but they don't get it, okay? We look at Russia, we look at China, I do because I post those stories on my website, but sure. Behind the veil, beyond the seeing of my eye, I know that you're wrestling, Doug Hagman, I'm wrestling, everybody is wrestling with the things they cannot see. And that's why God and gave us the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Now, I don't care if people don't believe there are gifts of the Holy Ghost. And my answer to them is, I do, I see them, and they flow through my life. Now, it's not according to as I wish, but according as God gives me what I need in a specific time for a specific message, okay, or a specific answer to prayer. The coolest thing I know in the kingdom of God is being able to effectuate a miracle, bringing someone to Jesus, leading them to the Lord, and then knowing that the Holy Spirit will teach them through whatever method or medium he chooses. You see, it's God's gifts, and he gives them to each man severally, meaning multiple gifts, as they're needed. So, when people rule out the Holy Spirit, when people speak against the Holy Spirit, and when they just say, we don't need the gifts of the Holy Spirit, that all passed away with the early church. And I said, yeah, and so did the power. The thing is that you cannot fight the good fight of faith in the strength of our own might. I know you, Doug, you can say this. You know the difference, and you please feel free to address it. You know when you try and fight in your strength, you usually end up on your face. And not because you're praying to God, but your feet get knocked out. But when you absolutely trust in the Lord with all your heart, you don't lean unto all your own understanding, and in all your ways you acknowledge Him, He is the lifter up of your soul, you know? And so isn't that true? I mean, how many times, and I'm not asking you to, you know, spill your guts, but I'm just saying you can address it conceptually. Only the Lord, but the Lord, and in that day, and I'm praying that every time you go on the radio, and I go on the radio, or we go on the radio, or Tom Horn, or Greg Evenson, or Pastor Langford, that, you know, that's in that day someone will come to know Jesus. In that day someone will get set free. Look, the idea is simply this. Each one teach one, give that which has been given unto you. And it's fascinating to me, and again, what Gary brought up is the tithing, if you will. Tithing was instituted, I'm not asking for any money. The tithing was instituted before the law of Moses. So somebody said, well, that's Old Testament stuff. Not true. Because again, before there were any official, if you will, children of Israel, Abraham, you know, returning from the Battle of the Kings, met Melchizedek without earthly father or mother. So you know he's not a normal human being and offered a tenth of everything. It's not to bribe or buy God. It's to basically put your first fruit before him. In essence, you're offering up a sacrifice equal to what Abel offered, but guess what? Abel was slain because his offering was acceptable. I think I said it on your show, and if I didn't, I said it on somebody's show, and I apologize. The more I want to get away from radio, the more I end up on it. And that's not false humility, you know. I can't get into my studio for another probably 30 days just tied up, and yet the Lord opens the door for Jim Baker. And I want to just echo again what David said. I didn't know much about that whole thing just because I don't watch, you know, television. I don't watch Christian TV. But when I met Jim Baker and saw the humility and saw the brokenness, but also saw how God was using him, I understood the fullness of how, behold, God makes all things new. And I find people, and this is the biggest part or problem that we have, in my opinion, is jealousy and envy. But I think there's a third thing that has to be added to that. Unforgiveness, okay? And I know this, that I have a lot of enemies. It's tough to forgive them. But I know this, the ones that are closest and make themselves apparent, those are the ones that God says I got to forgive. And there are times, Doug, I'll be blunt, I don't want to forgive them.
Man,
but for
that's
Jesus'
rough,
sake.
That's rough, yeah. Huh? Yeah, that's rough, Steve, you know.
Yeah. I'm
rough, right there with
but
you.
Again, you know, but the thing is that at the end of the day, I've got to say, Lord, I want to be forgiven to the same measure I forgive others. Now, I want to make it clear. You do not forgive demon-possessed people, okay? You do not forgive Satanists. You're not, that's not, isn't it interesting when Jesus talked about forgiveness that it seemed to always be in the context of your brethren, you know?
Right.
If your brother trespass against you, you see, there is such a misunderstanding of Scripture, and that's like, that's why I'm glad to be on Jim Baker's show with David Langford, because sometimes I talk so fast, I forget where the Scripture is, and I can just say, okay, where's that, David? You know, because he's like a walking, you know, Strong's Concordance, and he knows the Word of God. But what's different, Doug, is this. People can either stand by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, or live by every liberal diatribe that goes out of the mouth of television, radio, internet, rock music, you know, or any of that. There's so many voices, Paul said, and they all have effect. So, getting back to the situation in South America, this is relevant. I'll tie it together. When you go to South America and you see the structures that we call cyclopean, antediluvian structures, okay? And the reason we talk about the Cyclopean is because the Cyclops, not just existing in Greek mythology, also seem to exist worldwide. So I'm going to tell you that there was a race of Cyclopean giants. And again, ladies and gentlemen, these things didn't just possess, you know, they weren't like, Shrek, okay? They were incredibly powerful, had supernatural abilities, and were obviously aware of how stargates worked. Now, you know, people say, well, that's not relevant. Oh, yes, it is. I don't know if you saw it, but what, 3-4 days ago, there was a picture of Jacob's ladder going into the sky on some website?
Oh, yeah.
And for the record, a couple days ago, the founder of Bass Pro Shops, a billionaire, had his own private golf course, and it opened up into the, one of the a giant tunnel system. Now, I'm not claiming that's Aztec, Incan, or Mayan, but I will tell you this, that underneath the Cahokia Mounds and all of the mound building in the Ohio River Valley and in Illinois and the whole area, that whole area is basically riddled with underground tunnels. And for the record, everyone needs to know this, that there was a time period as those were identified to the degree the Catholic Church built convents or churches over those areas, the same thing U.S. military did with bases. I mean, underground bases. It is stated that there are underground tunnels between the Kamchatka Peninsula, you know, and the United States, especially going into Alaska and the Pacific Northwest. Anybody who's ever been to Hawaii and seen some of the massive lava tubes, just imagining starting with that and then having a nuclear fusion boring machine that you have no afterburn to worry about because basically it's vaporized. And I actually talked to a guy, oh, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago maybe longer than that, 5 years ago, who was with a certain agency that will remain nameless, and he told me how they fuel those things. And my mouth dropped. Unfortunately, I had a witness with me, too, who was there hearing the same thing. And because he's bigger than I am, his mouth dropped further. So the astonishing ancient antiquity is why we've chosen the statement, they who control the past determine the future. You might like to know that the whole Anunnaki, okay, the Sumerian legend of the gods who came down, Zachariah Sitchin wrote about it, you may be, you know, blown away when we tell you the proof of guess where that originated, you know? It originated in Rome. It originated with the Jesuits.
Man, I almost said that because that's where I thought you were going with that. So... given the environment, the leadership in the Vatican right now, I mean, this is time. The timing is not coincidental.
There is no, there are no coincidences. So when Tom Horn and Chris Putnam are putting out theirs, and for the record, we didn't communicate during the times we were doing our filming, okay? There's just so little time. And when Tom and I usually get together and go on, a talking spree or go on Skywatch TV or whatever, it's usually at the end of a project, okay? So I would say this, God is establishing his witness as to the reality of this stuff. Now, if people ask why it's relevant, it's because the Christians are called into a war, which they don't understand, which they're not trained for, which, and to quote the scripture, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. That's not talking about going against Beijing or Moscow or them going against D.C. And the most fascinating part of all this is we always get back to the root of evil, not the fruit of evil. And it always ends up with the fallen angels and their offspring. One of the questions I think that is perplexing to everybody, how could the United States fall so quickly? How is it that Europe is on fire? And how is it that these entities who rule over these nations are absolutely participating in their own destruction? My answer is, how do you know they're human? How do you know they're human, Doug? Because we're told that even Satan himself can manifest as an agent, or forgive me, as an angel of light.
Right.
So the question, I want to make it clear, this is critical. A fallen angel is not a demon. A fallen angel is not a giant. And the confusion comes that when the giants die, their half human, half fallen angel spirit, it's a hybrid, is basically walking the earth. Now, when we're talking about bestiality, okay, and for the record, bestiality is coming back on the scene, and when Satan went after everything using the fallen angels, I don't know how they did it, whether they did it genetically or took on the form of a giant spider and, you know, had Spidey love. I don't know. But the point, yeah, but the point is that it's all getting back there now. It started out with sexual perversion. It's going to end up with sexual perversion. By the way, you know, before I got saved, I knew a lot about that area, and I'm not proud of it, okay? And God took me from the gutter most to the uttermost, okay? And so that's why I understand the battles. I understand the battles when people email me and tell me, you know, and I won't go into it on your show, but look, I know what it's like to live in that world. And I also know what it's like to be set free in that world. And I'm telling the men who are bound by that and the women who are bound by that, I'm talking whether it's pornography, sexual sins, whatever's going on in your life, Jesus can set you free of that. And Doug, the greatest thing that I'm grateful for is this, that the central theme, it starts in Genesis, it ends in Revelation, but it's very clear that God is going to intervene. As Gary Haven just said, God will have a remnant. He always has a remnant. But before right. you can have a remnant, and I know nothing about sewing except I used to own a company that made backpacks. I mean, I don't know how to sew, but I know the process that made backpacks, camera packs, you know, all that kind of stuff in Bozeman. And the thing that's fascinating to me is this. The remnants are left over after everything is used up on the roll, okay? Mm-hmm. So it's fascinating, that which remains, and that's still the thing that people don't understand. By the way, Pastor Langford, on, and if someone's honestly looking for this whole issue of pre-trib, post-trib, whatever, and when I hear somebody who says, I'm so pre-trib, I won't even eat post-toasties, I thought, well, you know, and I won't tell you who that guy's name is, but that's a dishonest and a pretty stupid statement. Now, look, Pastor Langford, I think it's on the second show. If it isn't, it'll be on the third and fourth, the third or the fourth, with Jim Baker, lays it out so anointedly. Now, remember, he used to preach and teach it. And you know, I hear all this, well, you're a proud man, David Langford, because you tell people you fasted. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not pride to say, I sought the Lord and he heard me. And so when I hear of what happens to Pastor Langford while he's seeking the Lord and God heard him, I'm telling you, that's not bragging. He has nuggets to share. And for the record, Doug, I love doing shows with him, with you or Jim Baker, because guess where I get my preaching? Usually oh, yeah. from what he's saying on the show. So getting back to True Legends, the series, okay, what we're laying out for everybody is, number one, why all this stuff is relevant. Number two, how we can explain the future events by understanding the past roots of evil. Number four, how we can identify the fruit of evil and then show you the root of evil, and it's all preparing everyone on the planet for the greatest deception in recorded history. The deception will be when those who come back and those who are announcing, these are the gods that created us, O Israel, but it'll be to the people of the world, whether they show pictures of an alien saucer, whatever, spaceship craft landing and Jesus walking out in a white robe, because there's a thing, and I can't go into it right now, where that's claimed that's going to happen. I don't know about that, but I will tell you this. When Jesus said, except the days be shortened, there be no flesh left alive, yet for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. You better ask yourself, I better ask myself, Lord, am I the elect? Am I in that body that will, in that place of repentance, you know? The nice thing about talk radio, you know, it'll keep you on your knees. Go ahead. Doug, did you want to say something? Hello?
Sorry about that. My earpiece fell out.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if we got cut off, you know. So anyway, True Legends of the Series, a two DVD set, the remarkable nature of what is going to be presented. By the way, this thing moves really fast, and I'm talking really fast. The information is mind-blowing. The areas that will show you and the legends that are associated with it. And ask yourself this, why does every government in the world make this stuff off limits to their people? Well, I'll give you the basic answer, because the United States buys them off or bribes them off. Okay. Romania has one of the most extensive tunnel systems in the world, one of the biggest underground cathedrals, okay? The pyramid structure in the Busegi Mountains are astronomical, and as big as Ollantaytambo or Sacsayhuaman is in Peru and Tiwanaku, that's nothing compared to what's, in Eastern Europe proper, in the mountains of Eastern Europe. The pyramidal structures that are covered up in the Great Lakes, the pyramidal structures that are covered up and planted with trees and literally dirt bulldozed. Why is it that the governments fight so fast and so furiously and bribe so expensively to keep all that information out? I'll tell you why. It's very simple. Because it gives credence. It illustrates the reality of the Word of God. It's pretty tough to say God is dead when you see all these stuff. Or the giants, what was fascinating. You know, whoa, the skeletons. It's not just the great Smithsonian cover-up. We are interviewing people that talk about the huge skeletons and the helicopters coming in and taking them away. We have in the True Legends of the Series, the second one that I'm talking about, that's a two DVD set, we have the pilot that actually flew the giant out of Afghanistan. Now, obviously, he's in shadow, so you can't see his face, and we've modulated his voice, etc. But to my knowledge, Doug, he's the only one that's come forth. Now, in a friend of mine who listens to your show said, Steve, I got to tell you something. I've referred to him. I think he even read his letter on the air, the Hunter Warrior guy, that when they went into the place in Iraq and they got into a town they weren't supposed to be in, and there were literal zombies with holes in their chest, yet they walked with half their head blown off and they walked, and basically they got a dressing down and they were told by their CO, military talk for commanding officer, I just think that would sound good, by the authorities, that they had to get out of that area. And then when they get to home base, they get a reaming and they're told, forget everything you saw.
Sure. And Steve, this is gonna play a part. All of this, the giants, the tunnels, the artifacts, the out of place parts out of place artifacts, as they term them. All of this that you talk about, including the giants and the tunnels and such, it's gonna be not only is it confirming the historical and divine aspects of the Bible, but it also is gonna play an important part in the end time deception, right?
Forgive me, Doug. It is the end time deception.
Okay.
That's what we're trying to say. We're trying to give people a heads up, okay, to not only how late the hour is, but then the what they're going to be fighting, what they're going to be coming up against.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's the whole purpose. See, because people say, how is it relevant to salvation? When you're talking about the book of Nehemiah, when you're talking about the prophets, there's so many unique passages. Look, none of it is it doesn't stand in contraindication of each other or contrary to the indication of the Word of God. In other words, the Word of God defines the Word of God. And people say, but the Apocrypha, the book of Enoch, the book of Giants, isn't in the official New Testament. No, but who do you think Jesus was talking about when he said, lo, I come in the volume of the books, it is written of me to do thy will? Well, he was talking about the Old Testament. Well, it didn't exist. What he was talking about were the scrolls. And for the record, Enoch was a very powerful guy. Now, I'm not saying that's equal to the Gospels. I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm saying, the Bible says it is within the heart of a king to search out a matter. I think this next dual DVD death set is going to be the most mind-blowing thing their people, because look, we're just presenting eyewitnesses, we're presenting the testimony of the stones, and truly in this case the stones cry out. They literally have harmonic capabilities, like the hypogeum, hypogeum. Go look it up. You know, these weren't like Neanderthals chipping away with a dinosaur bone, or you know, chipping away with a seashell. And by the way, the Aztec, Incans, and Mayans, outside of their gold and silver artificing, meaning to be able to, you know, melt it and form it into objects, they had no Stone Age, or forgive me, not Stone Age, they had no Iron Age tools. Yet the stones that were quarried have no chisel marks. They have no any form of any indication that they were handled by anyone human. So, you know, the official, if you will, presentation of history is a total lie, okay? It's a total lie. And so this is why it's critical that people get it, because look, do you think Jesus was just basically, he said, well, now I've run out of stuff to say, Lord. So just as in the days of Noah, Jesus is the Word of God. He is one. And you know, here's the deal. You know, I personally will not use another name. People say, you're using the wrong name. His name is Yeshua HaMashiach. Look, if you're a Jewish person and you're believe in the Messiah and you want to call him that, fine. But I asked John Kyle and I asked some other deliverance guys if they have ever seen anyone delivered in the name of that, okay? Right. Or that name. And you know what? Still, I have not seen or heard anyone. And what I'm talking about is real demonism. Because the thing is that Jesus stands, and I understand circumlocution, I understand the name Jehovah, I know all that stuff. But the point is that there's no other name given to man. So, you know what's fascinating to me, Doug? The people that have had an experience with Jesus love him and talk about him. The people that have never had a transforming experience with Jesus, they stay away from that name because they'll call him Christ. Christ is his title. Like, for instance, Douglas Hagman is your name, but the investigator, okay, is not your name.
Yeah.
That's your title, okay? Or, you know, whatever they'd say, Steve Quayle, a film producer or author or, you know, messed up person, whatever, you know, whatever they want, critics or praise alike, but whatever, but my name is what it is. So this is something that's astonishing to me. The fact that we're searching through the most ancient of records. So when we talk about Cyclopean pre-flood, the word antediluvian means before the deluge, okay? But there's two floods spoken of. There's the flood of when Lucifer was in the Garden of God. This is not the same Garden of God that Eden, when he showed up, or the serpent, to beguile Eve. We're talking about two different floods here. So as we talk about this stuff, we're talking about the absolute key, K-E-Y, to understanding future. And I want to share this with you, Doug. I have had more people email me that have been backslidden. They said, I could never get answers. I had this deep question. Why is it now that they get the answer and give their hearts back to Jesus? I got a real simple answer for this, because it's their time. And there's a wonderful scripture I want to leave with everyone tonight. He makes everything beautiful in his time, okay? You may look in the mirror. I used to look in the mirror, and I'll be blunt. I go, yuck, and I swear, not because I didn't like my beard or mustache or my nose is too big or my ears, or none of that. I didn't like what I saw, because I could never pray, create in me a clean heart. But there was a psalm that people used to sing, search me, O God, and try my heart today, or something like that. See if there'd be any wicked way in me. I would just basically bow my head and start repenting at that point. And so I'm not making sport or light of it. We're in the most perilous time in history. By the grace of God, don't know how to make it any clearer, any plainer, and invariable after a show like this, I'll get, tell us what you really know. I actually have people that show up in my store and think that because they've showed up in my store and they'll look around to make sure nobody's watching them, tell me what you really know. And I'll say, how many people have you won to the Lord? None. What have you done with what I've told you? None. You know? And so I said, so why would I tell you more if you're not even faithful with what you've been given to begin with?
Oh,
and see,
right.
that's what people who are on these bulletin boards, oh, let me make this statement too. On my alerts page, Doug and others had alerted me and a legal team who came highly recommended to me. A lady said, you don't know, Steve, how many people are out there impersonating you. Now, I'm not talking about people who in good conscience put up, you know, my interviews on YouTube or whatever. That's not what I'm talking about. And I'm not mad at anybody. And Tracy, I appreciate what you've done. But when they take my name and they invent personas that are so contrary to what I believe, and people are confused. I would get emails every day. Are you aware that this person is impersonating you on Twitter? Yes. Did you try and correct it? Yes. Would Twitter respond? No. How about Facebook? No. You know, so I don't know. Maybe, you know, maybe this will help because it will bring under everything that's out there on YouTube, it'll bring it under one spot. Because another thing, people send me an email. Now, I want to make it clear, Doug, I do not post on Facebook. I do not Twitter or tweet on Twitter tweet. And what's the other one?
I don't know.
Yeah,
Facebook,
YouTube,
Twitter?
Yeah, YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter. So if you go to my alerts, because now people are confused, and someone said, well, aren't you a hypocrite doing that? I said, no, I'd be a hypocrite not to, because it's confusing to the people out there. Is this the real Steve Quayle? And unless they listen to the show, they don't know. So this is monitored in real time. I do not post, okay? And I'm going to say this one last time. I do not tweet, and the only thing I put up on YouTube is I send it to my legal team, and they put it up, because I have a team and they're responsible. They monitor it, and I should have done this a long time ago. And I'm sorry I had to do this, because in essence, I didn't want to do this. And Doug, can you say amen to that?
I really didn't
want to do it. But in order to protect my name and to basically be able to separate a differentiation between me, I mean, how can, you know, one lady said, do you know what's on your Facebook? I said, no, I never go there. You've got blah, 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 you know? And so the thing is that the pirates, now not all of them, and see, I'm not mad at anybody, but I can say this, that there are people that took advantage to such a degree that, you know, it was just, well, I'll be blunt, it was grand theft. So, you know,
absolutely.
And I'm not going after anybody, you know. I'm just saying this, that I'm forced to do this. So the new DVD is called True Legends of the Series, The Unholy, UNHOLYC, because even the Catholic prophecies are talking about the final pope. You know, Tom Horn and Chris Putnam got a whole lot of, you know, crap over this, you know.
You and Tom and Chris were on our show the week the Pope resigned, or the week before, or at the same time, you know.
Do you know that hundreds of news services wanted to fly people in to interview him? See, they looked at it this way. They looked at, well, who is the leaker in the Vatican? Here's the answer. There is a God in heaven, O King, that makes known to the... He makes known, what is it, in 2 Samuel? I'm sorry, I can't pull it up right now. But basically, it's not us, King, because a king thought that Elijah had a spy in their camp. He said, it's not us, it's the God of heaven who makes known the thoughts the king sleeps in his bed. Same thing that Joseph did. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be announcing True Legends series. I'm blown away. I know it. I know every scene in it. I know most of of the lines in it, because I'm the one that had to read most of the lines or speak most of the lines. Tim speaks his lines because he's over there, and thank God for a young, you know, strong guy, and young strong guys, and by the way, everyone that is in the film crew is under 33 except me, the producer. So it's fascinating. 32, 34, and I think 29. Wow. So a couple 29-year-olds. So anyway, Doug, thank you for letting me be on Amerigeddon, right, the movie, and I will be announcing on your show when the, you know, DVD True Legends of series, The Unholy Sea, comes out. It's mind-blowing. There's no place else on the Internet that has actual interviews with people that will come forward and talk about the dead giants they flew out of Afghanistan. And, you know, hey, you can take it to say, I don't believe that stuff. Well, yeah, of course you don't. Your problem's unbelief, and your problem is you've hardened your heart against the Word of God. Doug, thank you for letting me be on tonight. God bless you so much, and praise God, everyone. Jesus loves you. Bye-bye.
See you. God bless. Bye-bye. All right, folks, that'll do it for us tonight. Doug Hagman flying solo, flew solo, didn't crash and burn. Tomorrow night, Michael Snyder. Michael Snyder tomorrow night, the Economic Collapse blog, right? And Friday, Paul McGuire. So it's going to be a full week. Don't forget, catch Steve and Pastor Langford on Jim Baker tomorrow as well. God bless. Thanks for listening.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network.